Welcome to Couch Chats with Corey and Courtney, a podcast about getting local Kansas City artists on the couch to chat. Hello, 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 and welcome to Couch Chats with Corey and Courtney.
Hello.
I'm Corey.
I'm Courtney.
And today on the show, we have one of our new friends in Jesus Christ Superstar, Mr. Derek Lindsay. Hello, Derek.
Hello, hello, hello.
Oh, my God. Welcome to the couch today.
Welcome to the couch. It's a comfy couch.
You had a birthday yesterday.
I did.
How old did we turn?
24.
24, my lucky number. Tattooed in my back. Hashtag on my back.
Yeah.
It is. It is my lucky number.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. So, first question I love to ask everyone is how the fuck did you get to the couch today? From your perspective, how did you get here today?
Well, I think I was at rehearsal one day, and Corey just graced over to me. Mm-hmm. He, like, wafted.
Wafted.
He's like, hey. And he was like, so, you're going to be on the couch one day. And I was like, I knew it was happening at some point. Mm-hmm. It was either this couch or the other couch.
Whoa. There she is. Mom and Dad. Whoa. Hey, hey.
Right.
Where did you grow up?
I grew up in Olathe, Kansas.
Yes,
here in Kansas City.
We were there today.
We were. This morning, Courtney and myself, even though this will air tomorrow, so it will be yesterday, Courtney and myself and my husband, Matt, Courtney's daughter, Isabel, and our friend Sarah, along with about 300 or 400 other people, stood around the perimeter of Frontier Middle School in Olathe, Kansas, and decided to do a line of love signs and happy messages for all of the kids and teachers, but specifically the kids that were going into their school today, because one of our friends, Kate Gimbelow's son, Jack, stood up at one of the Olathe City Council meetings a few weeks ago and asked why the city of Olathe has not passed their NDO, their non-discrimination ordinance, for LGBT people, and said, why is it that you think that it's okay to discriminate against my moms? And the Westboro Baptist Church decided to pick up that story.
Gag me with a spoon.
And decided to have a protest this morning against gay kids, and specifically Jack, this morning. So we all went there to spread our love this morning.
Yeah.
What a great way to start a Wednesday.
I was pretty happy. I mean, I hated why we were there, but it is definitely impactful when you have that many people screaming love things.
Yeah.
Like, sure, you just were like, yeah.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. So. Yeah, I think it was you and I that were saying when we left, you know, when you grow up here, Westboro is a thing that happens more often than it does other places, though they do travel across the country to spread their hate. But they're so little now. And I love that it almost is just kind of sad. Like, I really thought, I started to tear up when we, like, started walking, just because I have my little 8-year-old in front of me. And I was like, okay, we're going to have this conversation about those terrible signs they hold. Because she can read them now. But there was only 4 of them. Mm-hmm. And even though those 4 people are terrible and awful, I was just like, I want to go over there and be like, What happened to you? What's missing in
show me where the religion is. Right?
That's kind of crazy to think, because, like, I didn't know about the West Baptist Borough Church until, like, junior year of high school.
Okay.
I grew up Mormon, so, like, I was always like, I'm a child of God.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I love everyone. Well, that's what I thought. Well, I do love everyone. Mm-mm. I try to.
Do you still practice the Mormon religion?
No, I do not.
Yeah.
So I didn't, like, my sister showed me one time. She's like, hey, have you heard of these people? And I was like, no. She's like, they're from Kansas. And I was like, you're kidding me. And they, like, watched, like, hours on top hours of, like, YouTube videos of, like, this family. And I was like, holy crap.
Yeah.
That is intense. Yeah,
it's such a strange cult. And it's, you know, I feel like we've gotten to the point now where enough of Fred Phelps' kids, like, because I remember, I mean, how long has Phelps been dead?
I have seen Fred Phelps, though, in, like, real life.
Because you're young, so... Yeah. How long has he been dead? 5, 6 years now? Yeah. Like, oh, that was a good day. And that's terrible to say. But as I said, I hope that Matthew Shepard met you at the pearly gates. And
with a rainbow flag. Exactly. And
oh, my gosh.
But, yeah. So, when Fred died, I feel like it started to go downhill, but now so many of his kids have, like, come out and escaped and written books and done, you know, that it's, like, this dwindling little nothing population that is nowhere near what, I mean, if we had done what we did 10 years ago, there would have been.
It would have almost been matched one
yeah,
for one.
There,
well,
been,
for there sure. probably yeah, would have been sure. less people
on our side.
Mm-hmm. Which is a little thing I was actually reading about the Westboro Baptist Church, I would say maybe about a week or so ago, kind of prepping for this, you know, just kind of really figuring out what some of their things are. And they actually said that the media and social media is one of the reasons why their numbers are so low, because there are so many people who are now scared to be photographed with those signs because they themselves could lose their jobs or those things, that somehow, like, the power of social media the other way is actually working against them, which you would be like, oh, okay, except it just kind of forces them to be closeted haters.
Yeah, which is like, no.
Which is kind of how we got Trump, so.
Yeah, so it's like, no, please show your hate so I know who so, not yeah, to, like, associate with. Like, yeah. So I can see your true colors.
Also,
and please,
happy
wear
impeach,
them
day one of impeachment hearings.
Day one of impeachment
yes,
hearings.
That, what was that? I was at, okay, so somehow I convinced, flashback, my youth, after I graduated high school, I started working at a hotel in Olathe called the Quinta Inn & Suites. Shout out. Hotel 6199. I used to work there, and I used to be, like, a front desk person. And now I somehow convinced them to come back, that I can come back and work maintenance. Because I'm obviously, like,
the maintenance man.
Like, I know how to fix things somehow.
Right.
But I was, like, slacking off yesterday, and I was, there's, like, nothing to do. Carpets are being cleaned, so I was like, I can't paint anything because I don't want anything to get to ruin the carpets. So I sat there and I watched, like, I was, like, watched TV, and I saw that impeachment thing, and I was like, at 5 p.m., that's when I'm off. And I was like,
it's happening.
Well, it was just such an interesting day. I was looking for houses yesterday, and all of a sudden I got, like, my CNN notification that said Nancy Pelosi said something.
Yes.
And I go, well, ain't that something on Taco Tuesday?
Right?
Everyone has
right?
Taco
and I was like,
Tuesday.
Happy mother freaking birthday.
Right.
Yes. Happy
birthday. That's right. It was
so,
all just for you.
So you grew up in Olathe?
I did, yes.
And you went to an Olathe High School?
Yes, I went to Olathe North.
Awesome.
Shout out Eagles.
Did you do theater there?
Yes.
What shows did you do? If you want to share.
Yes, well, my first show I've ever done was my freshman year, and it was called Fairy Tale Courtroom, and I played, like, a flying monkey, because I had, like, the witch was on trial, and I had to, like, testify against her.
Okay.
And I played, like, a chef. Then I really fell in love with theater and wanted to do it for, like, the rest of my life was when I tried out for the musical my sophomore year, and it was Aida. And I was I only made it because I was a guy. Like, looking back on the audition, I'm like, holy.
Who was your music teacher?
At
your high school.
Well, my choir teacher was Dr. Epp.
Okay.
And then our theater teacher was Pence, Mr. Pence.
Okay.
Dustin Pence is his name.
Yeah.
So Aida was, like, my big, in the ensemble, and I was, like, so excited. And then I just fell in love with
it. You're a Nubian king, right?
Right? No. Right. I was just, like, a poor slave, but... Hey, I play pretty good poor slave, so.
I love that musical.
Yes,
I think
beautiful musical.
Mom, when you're listening, confirm. But I would say it's probably her favorite musical.
Aida, really?
Musical is Aida. Yeah. Right. Her and I, you know, young kids driving around. She, I really listen to a lot of show tunes with my mom when I think
Heather Headley
is the jam. So
we went there.
Freshman year of high school to New York together, and me and my mom got tickets to see Aida because we were like, we want to see this original Broadway cast.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck yeah.
I bet it was amazing.
So we always just used to listen to that soundtrack, and I always kind of remember that. And Cats. That's me and my mom's musical.
Bless,
sure.
I love it.
I know. So after high school, you went to college?
I did. I went to Nebraska Wesleyan. I'm rocking my Nebraska shirt today. I went there and studied musical theater at their theater department. I also was a part of their university choir as well. And so I studied under Dr. Wyman, William Wyman, who's an amazing, amazing...
Is this in Lincoln?
Yes,
okay.
In Lincoln. I was there for about 4.5 years, for almost 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm living in Virginia, working at Chipotle, because I have no clue what to do with my life, but hey... Sister needed an income, so I was like,
I love Chipotle.
Me too, and I eat it every day, and people are like, don't you get sick of it? I'm like,
nope.
I do not, because there are, like, thousands of, like, options you can
and
choose.
If you work there, you just, like, make your own.
I always say, in case you need a reason to tell all those haters to shut the motherfuck up, though there are people, including myself, who will eat the same damn breakfast every morning for life. So why can't I do that with Chipotle for dinner? Every day.
Yeah,
it tastes so good.
It does. And I get it for free, so I can literally get anything I want. With the employees, their bowls are like $24. And I'm like, well. But it's for free, so it's like, why not? Like, why
not?
I am definitely a part of the Chipotle Rewards program, and it definitely comes in handy.
See, I joined it right before I started working there, and I'm like, what's the point now? Because I get it for free.
Right.
And when I quit this job, hopefully no one that works there listening, I guess. Please listen. But I guess not. I hopefully will still get free food because I have made really
tight friends. How did you get here if you live in Virginia?
So my best friend, one of my best friends, Callie Ordina, she's in the cast as well. Mm-hmm. She plays Simon. I've known her since 7th grade. So we've gone to junior high school, and college together.
Cool.
So I'm basically just like a stalker. I follow her. I'm also staying with her right now.
Mm-hmm.
So she had texted me one day and she's like, hey, would you want to move back to Kansas City for like a month and a half? And I was like, not really, but why?
Not really.
Right, not really, but why? And she was like, oh, because I'm doing a show. I'm doing Jesus Christ Superstar and we need someone to come in and fill a part. And I was like,
you were one of the 6 or 7 that we needed to fill within 2 days.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, is it like a paid thing? Because I need money, you know? She was like, oh yeah, Derek, for sure. I only do paid things. I was like, oh yeah, obviously. You're Callie Ordina. Yeah, obviously.
Right.
And so she was like, okay, cool. They asked someone else, but if they can't, like, if you can't do it, they'll contact you. And I was like, okay, cool. So the next day, I was like working like 11:30 a.m. to like 9 p.m. And she texted me at like 4 something. She's like, hey, so the person said no, so I need you to send me a video of you singing. And I was like,
right here?
I was like, girl. I was like, I have no time. She's like, well, do you have like already one like recorded? And I go, no, I do not. So I get off at 9 o'clock that night. I race home and I run upstairs. I listen to a song I sang senior year in college. And I was like,
we all watched that video.
It's true.
God.
I was like, I can probably fill it up.
Yeah. Right now. Oh, God. I'm like in my Chipotle uniform and everything. And I'm like, well, and I cut my finger that day. And I was like, they're going to see my bandage. And I was like, well, here we go, sister. And I haven't been in a show in 2 years. And I haven't really like properly sang in like forever.
And now you're just thrown into
it. And now I'm thrown in this rock opera, belching.
Yeah, insane.
Like scrunching a little bit. And I'm like, oh, shoot. Like my vocal cords were so tired on Sunday. And I was like, miss this feeling.
So. It's really fun. So how does it feel to have made it through that sort of adventuring, have technically only one official performance?
Yeah. under your belt? It's been great. Like I was terrified at first. I was like, holy crap.
Yeah.
Holy fucking shit. There's like, these are like professional people here. And I was like, and Derek, you're stiff like you're 12. Really. But
you were definitely part of the amoeba though.
Yeah.
You're in there.
Yeah. And I was welcomed with like open arms and so much warmth. And I was like, holy crap, this is going to be great. And so now having like I was nervous for the previews. I was like, and like Callie's like, dude, calm down. Like they're just previews.
They're just previews.
they're just previews.
And the show changed because
from
the preview that because I was here last week Wednesday and Thursday, and they had to be out Friday and Saturday because hashtag I have officially married my friends now. So
that's true.
Bless. Yes,
Reverend Childs.
That's right.
Ambassador of love.
Also named Callie.
Also named Callie. So from the show that I saw Thursday to the show that I saw Sunday, there was a lot of changes and adjustments.
Yeah.
So that's something that I always tell people. If you did come to one of those 3 previews,
come again.
You might actually want to come again because the show is stronger than it was those 3 days.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I just loved working with Kyle because I just thought it was so great that a director could have his vision and like in a way like give it to each person of the cast like on a platter. I was like, this is what I want, and somehow still was like executed it like perfectly.
Yeah.
And like I just loved how he was like feeding us all this, and we're just eating it up, and we're like, yes, we'll do
as
this
as much as
we'll,
you
we'll,
could.
Yeah,
right?
We'll get this, and we'll do it the way you want us to do it, and we do it, and it's like he has like high expectations, but he also like was like,
He has achievable high expectations.
Yes, there you go. Yeah, but he's like, I know that you can do it.
Yeah.
And so being in the show, like, me personally, I've grown as a performer, as an artist. I've grown, like, vocally. I've grown as just, like, someone who watches theater and someone who, like, sees it. And it's... My mind is constantly, like...
I definitely now, feel... if you will.
Yeah.
I said clear now, if you
will. Yes, yes.
I definitely say that, you know, although this is a performance, you know, and all of those things, I think that the verbiage I keep saying is an experience, mm-hmm. because something mm-hmm.
yes.
takes place in that room
mm-hmm.
That is palpable above just being an audience member.
Yes.
And I don't mean that, like... you're then part of the show, or, like, we bring you up on stage. Like, it's, you mm-hmm. know, so I want to make sure that verbiage is always careful, because there's
yeah.
a lot of people who are like, I don't want to be in the show. And mm-hmm. I'm like, you're not in the show, but you're in the room show.
Yeah.
Because
yes.
you can't help but
mm-hmm.
really
yeah, I
feel
do,
like
yeah,
you're
doing
perfect.
The show, I've
yeah.
really, like, actually been able, because before, like, in college or, like, in, like, high school, like, really be in the moment, and I, there are times when I could be in the moment, I'm like, okay, yeah, but, like, once, like, the first downbeat of, like, that first note of us walking up the stairs at the
yeah.
beginning of the show, I am in the show.
First 4 minutes of this show are some of the best I've ever
yeah,
seen.
I'm,
yeah.
like, in the show 150,000%,
yeah.
and it's so awesome that Kyle has, like, made it so easy to do that, and so, and it's been so much fun doing it, and...
It's been, it's
so
definitely
thankful.
Been
so
like
blessed.
A tribe
so
moment
yes.
of, like, everybody feels like they're in
mm-hmm.
the same space. And, you know, as theater people, we work very hard to make sure that our audiences are well-rounded.
Are wild,
but
yeah.
for me, it's always really important to know that experience or that, you know, moment in the theater for other theater people is
mm-hmm.
as transportive, as,
yeah.
if you will. And that's one of the, like, best things that I had heard about the show was from another theater person that was like, I legitimately, like, left my body and was in a different realm, you know?
Yeah.
And for a theater person
and
to
it
be
feels
able
like
to
that,
do
even
that.
Being in the show, that's literally how it feels. Like,
right.
I leave, like, after the show's over, I'm like, whew, I gotta take a breath. Like,
exactly.
Give me a shot or something. Because
right.
from the moment you all come on stage to what you leave that stage with at the end,
yeah.
just under 2 hours. Because,
yeah.
ladies and gentlemen, even with intermission, this is, you're out in 2 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It
goes by so fast.
So quick.
So fast.
But there's I'm not literally giving anything away whenever I say this, but there is a clap that happens in the first, like, 8 seconds of this show, I would say, when the entire room all of a sudden joins
mm-hmm.
with the cast.
Mm-hmm.
And it is in Judas's song in the beginning, and what Kyle and everyone has created behind him
oh,
in
yeah.
showing that Jesus comes together,
mm-hmm.
and I thought that I was the only weirdo, and now I watch people, and the second time, the audience begins to anticipate that clap to
and
join
do it too.
To do it with
oh
it.
Oh my god,
so,
I don't even get to see that because I'm looking
yeah,
at Jesus.
Right, so the audience then knows what to do, and
yeah.
they want to join, and
mm-hmm.
they want, and it
mm-hmm.
shows how easy it was inside of that ethereal
yeah.
world for those people to join Jesus
right.
and want
that's
to be
so
a part
amazing.
Of it.
Yes.
Yeah.
yeah.
And so later whenever Judas like talks
art,
about
I love this.
When Judas talks about that all these people just kept
mm-hmm.
coming to support you
mm-hmm.
and you know and in the future everyone's gonna be following your name.
Yes.
Inside of that musical you're like, oh, I see why.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Jesus was completely someone who everyone just wanted to jump up and join with and
yes.
what so be the cast, be it the show, be it
yeah.
you guys together. Everyone in that audience
mm-hmm.
is,
and we all go. We go through all these emotions the
oh,
entire.
Yeah,
because
awesome. You have to be 800 different people.
To
too.
Make
yes.
the apostles also the ones that crucify is a crazy,
yes.
crazy. Thing.
Whenever Kyle said that, I was like,
"What?" Yeah. And I believe it might have been Tori last week who sort of talked about that idea of normally whenever you come into Jesus Christ Superstar, there's just the priest.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you only, if you're a priest, you're only the priest.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're one of the disciples, you're only one of those. And then if you're
ensemble yeah.
four, you're one of those. But in this particular show, literally everyone except for
Jesus.
Four of them, right?
Mary.
Jesus, Judas, Pilate, and Mary
mm-hmm.
don't duplicate anything. But everyone
mm-hmm.
else
yeah.
plays all of the
mm-hmm.
other roles.
Mm-hmm.
All of them.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's cool.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
If you're just tuning in, we are talking with Derek Lindsay, and we are right in the middle of really discussing Jesus Christ Superstar.
Yes.
where you can get tickets to it at www.theartsasylum.org/JCSKC.
Yes.
Get your tickets. For real, you will not want to miss this.
They're going fast. Opportunity. Now that we have had previews and opening, they are going fast. Yes. So get them now.
And they are a little something new that the Arts Asylum is doing this time is that we have reserve seats for the first time in our theater. Mm-hmm. So for any of our listeners who have maybe came to the space before and you were able to show up right when the doors open and kind of general admission, grab your seats, that is not what we're doing this time. Yeah. So make sure that you get in on that. So, in Virginia, besides work at Chipotle, what else do you do there?
I've actually, surprisingly, I've gotten to, like, really, I've gotten into, like, working out, which is not something that I normally do. Like, yeah, I used to, like, dance sometimes, so, like, that's my workout. But
that's what I do every day.
Right?
I dance every day to work out.
Really?
Mm-hmm. For real.
Like Zumba or just like dance?
Very similar. Yeah. Oh, it started with the Wii Fitness back like 6 years ago where they would play songs and then you would have to duplicate it.
Yeah.
And it is something I still do every day for at least 45 minutes for sure.
Bless. Live your life.
And I get to dance and be a weirdo.
Right? Like, who doesn't want that? And starting your day out like dancing, I feel like that's a really good. But I just, well, I go work out. Like, I run and I hate running.
What are you running from?
I don't know. Like, all the junk food I've ate the night before.
That's
what I'm trying to run from.
All that Chipotle.
Right. That, yes.
Because that's this crack.
Oh my gosh.
You have secrets?
I have secrets, but like they're not like secrets. Like they're like really secrets. But
is
anyway,
it just honey?
No, it's just sour cream. That's all it is.
It's just
Daisy sour cream, but the workers like beat it up.
So that it comes out that cock gun, because that's what they have.
No, like, it's not a cock gun. It's a big vat of it.
Yeah, it's like a big like.
It's just a
who
jug.
Has the cock gun then? What am I picturing?
I think that was.
Is it Qdoba?
Qdoba.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Which is already gone from Kansas City. Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah. It was here and it's already gone again.
Dang.
Second round.
Yep.
Bless. Well.
You like to run
Chipotle.
For your
I do,
food.
Yes. And then I work out. I have this guy that we're friends and we work out together sometimes up there. And he's like this like buff guy. And I don't want to be too buff. I just want to like get like a little lean and like lose my little tummy here. But.
Mm-hmm.
I also just like lifting weights too, which is weird. And I'm really particular about my hands because I love my hands.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm getting
you
calluses.
Have good nails.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks, Mom.
When do you go home?
I leave, I believe, October 22nd. So,
wow.
I'm
October
like,
22nd?
Yes. Mm-hmm. So the show ends the 12th, and I want to stay and like see some more family that I haven't got because I haven't really hung out with any of my family here really because I'm either at work 8 to 5 and then I come straight to the like rehearsal or show. So then I just don't have, then we go straight back to Callie's house, which is like an hour from Olathe, or from here, in Kansas City.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, I don't have time. So I'm going to see some of them, and then I'm going to go up to, Virginia, to Nebraska and see some of my friends, my old besties that live there. Also, my niece is going to Wesleyan right now as well, so
cool.
I'm going to see her. And then, yeah, I'll just visit them and then head home.
What, a question that, I was asked to ask one of you. During this, and you just happen to be the one who's on the couch here. So what is it like that pretty much you have been in a rehearsal for, let's call it, 22 straight days, you know, give or take, and now that you opened on Sunday, you get 3 days off.
Yeah.
What does it, or is it, do you feel rested, or are you like, I'm ready to get back into it, just kidding, I wish I didn't rest?
I mean, it was good. Yeah,
I've heard Monday was great for everyone.
Monday was great. I was, bless the Lord.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus, because I needed that day. Tuesday was cool because it's my birthday, and I was like, I don't want to do anything today, but I still went to work.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Today, I'm like, I have nothing to do besides this podcast, which is great. But I'm like,
we tried to get
what am I,
before a call.
I was like, what am I going to do later this evening? Probably nothing, which is fine because tomorrow we have a show and we have...
Mm-hmm. We have 5 performances in a row this time around.
Yeah, we do. Yes.
I can't wait to come back tomorrow night and see the show.
Same. I can't wait to do the show
it's
tomorrow.
It's real good. I, though...
I do miss the cast. Like, I miss being with them every day.
I dream heavily in this soundtrack. And about two it's nights true. Ago, I guess I was talking to myself in my sleep. And my husband told me that I kept telling myself to, like, turn off the CD. And, you know, because I just was like... I couldn't get out of my head. And there's certain parts that I, because Judas sings so fast, I don't know all of his words, so in my head it's da 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 da, you know, and then I'm like, blood money.
Yes, that's exactly how it sounds. So please come to the show.
Thank you.
That's a great preview.
That's a preview. Blood money, like that. But it's pretty cool. Like, I'm real glad that that's taking place in there, and it's seriously going to be over with before we know it. Mm-hmm. Even though we still have
two more weekends. It's very bittersweet. I was talking to Mackenzie one time, and she's like, "It's a very bittersweet process. Like,
yeah,
you get one more day, you're like, oh my gosh, yes, I'm here, but also like one less day, I'm like,
right.
Oh my gosh."
Well, we started talking about Matthew Kohler, our executive assistant, and I started talking about how it was like we had, you know, one of seven until we opened. Mm-hmm. And then now we are, you know, one of 13. And they start getting, like, ticked off. And,
yes.
And then all of a sudden we're going to be like,
this is our last show.
This is the last show.
Stop. I'm going to cry right now.
Yeah. Well, and we've been doing it for so long. I, like, it's, for me, it's like having a baby. It's, which I've done three times, but, like, that you, like, have you form this relationship with your doctor because you're just there so much that it's like by the end of your pregnancy you're there every other day, and then you have the baby and you're like, I don't have to come back for a year. How will I not see you?
Yeah, you're like, well, I guess I'll just get pregnant again.
It's fine. That's weird.
No, Courtney cannot get pregnant again.
No, absolutely not. Also, somebody should call me out on that if I do, because I had my husband fixed. So,
well, everyone already thought I was the second one's dad.
It's true.
So
it's true. Yep.
That
was not accurate.
That
was a funny rumor for a while.
Yeah.
She does really like tacos, though, so who knows?
I love tacos.
Oh, yeah. That's just so... Yeah. I make bomb tacos.
You're gonna have to prove it.
I love
tacos. Do you know how many people are like, I make bomb tacos, so I'm gonna need to try them.
I make these delicious tacos called, they're chicken bacon tacos.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I'm on board. Keep going.
Yes. So this is how you, this is gonna be my, it's called ASMR. My ASMR video.
Okay.
Thing. So you just get like bacon, obviously, you chop it up in small pieces, and then you get ground chicken.
Okay.
And you just like cook the bacon first, keep it a little crispy. And then you just cook the chicken.
In the bacon fat.
In the bacon fat.
Yes,
sister. That's how you.
Okay.
Yes, that's how you do it. So then also the chicken's kind of a little bit like a little nice and ground. And then you just get like, I love corn tortillas. Those are like my favorite. Corn tortillas, you just chop up some onions and some cilantro, put it on there, and that's literally it.
That's it. No cheese?
No cheese.
All right.
My, one day.
Get some good hot sauce, like some good like. Sauce on there though, but
One day I will, whenever I'm ready to start my next business, you know, or once this one's super established, which we're in year 10, so we'll see, maybe year 20, that I want to open up Coco's Tacos, which will be my either storefront or my food truck or my taco truck that drives around. And I want to have two or three basic menu items, but I definitely want all of my friends or people I know to make like the taco of the week or the month. And then so that way people like you could say, I got the perfect taco, let me get it. And then we get to try it out.
Yeah.
And then you might actually realize, oh, you know what? Maybe some queso fresco on there would be good.
Right.
Or
you can also do like sweet tacos too.
Exactly. Mm. And to really sort of have that placeholder for people to come in and get to create that.
Yeah,
you know, and that's how I feel like there's a lot of deli shops in history that have come
up,
you know, with
the
Derek.
So we need to patent this right now.
Yeah.
The amount of things we've thought of on this show that
holy
that
crap.
We need to be like, this is the thing.
That's the thing, that, yeah.
Because I'm
yours?
Still waiting for an app developer for me, which is similar because this could also work for the tacos. Because, you know, there's all those people that are like, taco trucks should just drive around like the fucking ice cream truck. But I don't know how we live in the year 2019, and I cannot summon an ice cream truck to me. Like, why do I have to wait for the ding ding?
I think it's.
And I
want to
call it the ice cream. The ice cream app.
Yeah, please. I know, but I know in Iowa, I think it's Iowa, that they don't allow like ice cream trucks in Iowa.
What?
It's like illegal or something. Because, like, you know, like kids get hit by ice cream trucks and stuff, and.
I guess, but if you could summon them, then I would be like, look, bitch, I need a motherfucking Choco Taco
right now.
Well,
yes.
Why couldn't you just throw them in the trunks of, like, Uber and, like, stuff to where if they're out and no one's picking up the call, you could say,
Hey, I have ice cream too. If you
yeah,
and then, hey adults, hey, I have ice cream.
I have ice cream in my trunk.
Yeah, then it's a little less creepy. Like you're driving around trying to find the kids. You're just trying to find
the adults. Right, but that's adults. The thing. Like, the entire model of an ice cream truck is to just drive around and find
yeah,
business.
Yeah, and like
you would think they'd want to be like, here's where there's business. Like yes. Let me drive there.
Like,
and then,
how close am I to the nearest ice cream truck?
Right,
and then like. I want this, ding ding, and then right. Like, oh, pick it up.
And you know
pick
what?
It up,
like,
and then they drive it to you.
I'm not mad. Give me a $3 charge for an ice cream cone. I didn't have to go get it.
Right.
Make yes. It show
I'm
up to my house.
Especially on those nights when like you're a little like intoxicated.
Sure.
Maybe
influence. Catching some lightning bugs, and you right. Think to yourself,
oh my
you
gosh,
know what
yeah.
I want?
A bug
drumstick. Something.
I got
you know?
Some yesterday for my birthday, actually.
I mean, I love
a drumstick.
Yeah.
Or I need a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles with gumball eyes. I don't know,
well,
but I might need
melted.
It.
Basically.
Yeah.
There's this ice cream man in Olathe that he's known me since I was in second grade. So, a little family history. My family called me, well, they still do, they call me Buddha.
Okay.
I think it's because I'm fat, but you know. It is what it is.
I have a question.
Yeah.
What is the public's response supposed to be when someone says that? It's the second day in a row I've asked that
know.
Question. I'm so fat. What are we supposed to say? No?
No.
No.
You just be like, yeah.
No, I cannot be like, you're right,
you
fat.
You don't have to say anything. How about that?
I just
here's
stare.
The problem. What you
yeah.
Can never say is, you're so pretty. Because then that means that you can't, like, I didn't say I wasn't fucking ugly. I said I was fat. I am fat. And that's fine.
Yeah, and I know
there's nothing,
it. You just
there's nothing wrong
it.
With that.
Yeah, same. And so, like, but this guy, so, like, he knew me by name.
That
this,
was
he
me
has
trying
known
to be
me.
Quiet when they both called each other fat. Like, what am I supposed to do?
I mean, it's not a secret, okay? Let's talk about the elephant.
True.
Let's talk about the elephant in the room. Hi, I'm
enough
the elephant.
Enough about you. God, I'm so fat.
I'm a little thick with two C's. Mm.
Anyway, I will accept
back
that.
To the ice cream man. He knew me by name, and so like we moved everywhere throughout Olathe, Kansas, and he would always be like, Buddha, hello, and I'm like, oh my gosh, and he had these like ice creams called Big Shots.
Sure.
I don't know if you like it's like a popsicle, but these things were massive. Like my whole little kid mouth could not fit over the how big this ice cream was. Like, it was huge. Yeah.
Dirty. They are being
right.
Dirty in this room.
It probably, I can probably do it now. No, because, you know, experience. Anyway, but these popsicles are like the, like, it was like a fruit punch flavored popsicle.
Okay.
Like, like
down.
A Hawaiian punch.
Sure.
But
yeah.
Frozen on a stick. And
now
you're like,
got
yes.
Me interested.
Holy fuck. And like, I had them and like, we moved from Olathe my third, fourth, and fifth grade year, and then we came back. We moved my sixth grade year. And then when I came back, he still knew me. Which
what?
Is crazy.
What?
Don't even know.
No.
Yeah. We just, like, my parents were just tired of being in Olathe, so we had Olathe, but they still worked in Olathe, so.
Do you have siblings?
I do. I'm the youngest of 10 children.
Whoa.
Boom.
Mormons.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Kind of. Well, my mom, well, my dad, both my parents were, like, really young parents. My dad had his first kid when he was 15.
Okay.
With his high school sweetheart, and then he went to the army, then came back, and then got married to a different woman and had 4 more kids.
Mm-hmm.
So by the time he was, like, 29, he had 5 kids.
Wow.
And then he met my mom when she was 16 and he was 29. Robin the cradle, you know? And then she got pregnant, and then he had 5
and
more after
5
that.
More.
Yeah.
I'm
going
to need to bring you back and have a whole different conversation sometime.
Yeah.
So what are all your siblings' names? Start them.
So we have Galen Jr., Cam, Maurice, Garrick, Darnell, Joe, Jeremy, Tasha, TJ, or Tamara, me.
So you're the youngest. How
youngest.
Old is your oldest sibling?
He is 45.
Wow.
I think.
All right.
Boom. 20 years older than you?
Yes.
Wow.
21. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yes.
That's
because there was also never a time when you all were in the same house, though.
Yeah. By the time I was born,
the
second oldest, Cam, he was going to college.
Yeah.
He was starting his senior year.
What was the largest
year.
Amount of siblings in the house at one time? Like, when you were, like, everyone was here, me, I might have been 0 years old, you know, 1 month.
No, I remember being really young and living with, like Cam, Cam was, like, living with us. Like, I can remember being really young.
Wow.
Yeah.
Is that so much fun now? In my head, I only have one sibling. Corey's an only child, so he
0.
He has no idea.
So you're, like, 10,
but,
like, what?
Like, I think as a...
I cannot have only one.
I think as,
child.
Like, an adult, I would appreciate having, like, multiple siblings, but I think as, like, a little kid, I would have been, like, give me my own fucking space.
It depends. It really depends. growing up, well, it also depends, like, growing up, we grew up in, like, Paola, Osawatomie, Kansas.
Mm-hmm.
So, like... Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The boonies, if you will.
You were well welcome, right? Really, really welcome everywhere you went, probably. Not being.
No, not for not being. If your last name was Lindsay in either of those towns, like, people were like, oh, you're a Lindsay type stuff.
Oh.
Yeah. Because my brother, my older sibling, my brothers were like bad. Like,
okay.
Are you bad?
No. I am not. I learned from them, and I was like, yeah. I know, like, so I can get away with more things, but also, like, by the time I grew up, like, be, like, a teenager, I wasn't bad, but also, like, my dad was already, like, tired anyway, because he's like, I sure. beat these kids ass all the time. So by the time I was older, I was like, I'm not going to do anything bad, because I don't like being in trouble, so I'm not going to do anything bad.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't remember where I was going with that story. Hmm. I forgot. But
I talk a lot.
Yeah, so... yeah, just having...
So many siblings.
Yeah.
So many
And then siblings. Mormon. Tell me about
well,
that.
Well, we're not all Mormon.
Okay.
So, yeah. My mom, she was Mormon, but then she left when she was 16 when she got pregnant.
Okay.
She left the church. And then my dad said that he was born Baptist and he'll die Baptist, so...
Okay.
That's cool. My brother Cam, he and his wife, they're Mormon, and their children are all Mormon.
Mm-hmm.
And then me, because I would go to church with them all the time when I was younger, and then...
But you're no longer identify as Mormon.
No.
Do you identify with any religion?
I do believe that, like, Christ is my savior, so, like, I would say Christian, but also I don't, believe in a lot of the views, like, Christian people believe in.
Mm-hmm.
I just like to preach that God and Jesus, they're love, and if I want to be more Christ-like, I just gotta love, no matter what.
What do you think the biggest difference is between, like, being raised Mormon and then, like, who you are today? Like, what are some of those biggest differences between your religion? Or your faith or whatever?
Ooh, that's hard. That's really hard. Because sometimes I'll am I doing this because of my choice or am I doing this because I was told this when I was Mormon? And I was like,
I told you I'd ask you five
right.
questions.
Dang. I would say that I kept and I held on to the things that I really enjoyed about the religion. So I love the thought of them. I'd be like, oh, be loving towards everyone.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, they take it to, like, a different level. But I'm like, you know what? I don't care who you are, what your story is. Like, I will show you love regardless until you show me otherwise. And then I'm like, yeah, probably shouldn't.
Mm-hmm.
But there's that. A lot of Mormons don't, like, drink coffee. I don't drink coffee because I just think it's gross, but...
But you think maybe that was indoctrinated somewhere in you?
I don't know, because I do like coffee-flavored ice cream.
Mm.
I just don't like coffee. Warm liquid just sounds gross to me.
Okay. Maybe an
Besides,
iced coffee would
yeah,
be okay.
Well, I don't know.
Do you like
or
tea?
Nice frappe?
I do like tea, actually.
Do you like hot tea?
I only like throat coat tea. That's hot.
Okay.
Other than that, I don't drink hot tea.
Mm-hmm. I'm not a huge hot liquid drinker.
Yeah.
God, I'm pork boiling. Coffee got my throat.
Yeah. if I could get my I'm actually the other way. If I
Besides soup,
water,
I love soup. Soup is good.
Okay.
But I still don't want it super hot. Never.
Oh, yeah. Especially if, like, if your throat hurts, I'm, like, just downing.
Yeah.
I'm like,
I
yeah.
I think that's what it is. My throat's always, like, itchy in the morning, no matter what the scenario.
I want to get as close to the layer of frozen water on top of it before I drink it.
Water, for sure, has got to be cold.
Oh, yeah.
But
even in the winter, like, put some ice in that.
Yeah.
But I'm saying all of my liquids pretty much are pretty good. Like, my beer should be cold. My alcohol should be cold. Everything should be
No, I want
cold.
My coffee scalding hot in the morning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hot.
I'm just now getting into the coffee that I bought at 4:30.
Yeah.
We have been up for a long time. Yeah.
True.
But I don't want tea ever.
I do like tea.
Not ice
I love
or...
tea. I love green tea.
Mm. All right. I mean, I think I like the idea of it. Like, that I would be more...
Like, oh, it's
but
cute.
I don't
want to drink it, though.
It's like every time, like, because there's so many varieties that you think I could find one that I would be okay with, but it's just not, I have not found it. And I don't want iced tea ever.
Do you like flavored teas? Like peach tea, raspberry tea?
Maybe. I don't know. I haven't gone there. Like, I have, because it's just every time that I'm like, maybe that'll taste good. And then I'm just like, nope, still tastes like tea. I don't want it. I don't want that leaf water.
Maybe you should try, what are they called?
I don't know, Derek. What are they called?
I know. I totally got, like, fucked up on these, like, a while ago. It's some kind of alcoholic tea.
She doesn't drink.
I don't drink.
Oh.
I know.
Just I've known her for 10 years, and I've never seen her have a sip of alcohol.
Are you Mormon?
No, I was a bad drunk. I'm not, like, recovering by any means, but I just, like, realized mostly I was at my engagement party and I was real drunk because it was the first time our families were meeting. Mm-hmm. And
oh gosh, yeah.
So I did a lot of day drinking that day, and then like I got to the point where I was just sort of out of control, and then like I guess Riley would have been two or three. Like, hopped up on my lap and, like, looked at me and was like, your eyes are funny. And I was like, I'm drunk and holding my child. And I just haven't really had anything to drink since then because I was just like, this is a bad choice I've made. Yeah. And, mm-hmm. I just felt really weird about it. I didn't like it. Hmm. So then I just stopped. I never really was big on drinking anyway, though.
Yeah, like, even same. When I was like, I have to be in a mood, and, like, even then, I was like, oh, let's just go have it. I'm like, no, I need shots if I'm drinking.
Yeah, see, I'm just like,
alcohol is not my vice.
Yeah, it's just not. I mean, I'm a control freak, and the like lack of being able to have control. Oh, see, yeah, see,
I don't. I stop once I get like all warm and fuzzy on the mm-hmm. inside, and like my face goes a little numb, and mm-hmm. I'm like, I can have maybe two more drinks, and mm-hmm. then that is like.
I know that I am not an alcoholic because of the amount of alcohol that sits around me all the time.
Well, yeah,
and I don't drink it.
No,
like me and my husband still have alcohol from our wedding.
Yeah,
and that was almost four years ago.
You guys got a significant amount of alcohol though,
we did.
For your wedding, so that we is did. Like that's it was probably 4 years worth of alcohol that you received probably. That as gifts.
But we do not drink at home. Like me and my husband do not drink at home. It's
not even like a cold beer while you're cooking or something. I don't know, because I don't drink.
Who cooks in my house?
That's true. Right. While somebody runs to Chipotle,
you don't cook.
No.
Wow.
I am a professional reservation maker, though. Like, I can get you into any restaurant you want to get into. Like, what you need. Like,
I got you.
I can get you in, but nope.
I cooked last... That's been the best part for me about having 3 days off. Is that eating? I'm, like, at home. Well, eating, because I wasn't really doing enough of that.
Well, none of us ate for, like, a week. Right. I don't feel like any of us were having normal eating cycles for a week.
No, but, like, coming home... making a meal, sitting down with my family, having dinner, like that has been like the nice part of like, oh right, this is what this is supposed to be like when you have kids. Instead of throwing yogurt all over them and being like, hope for the best, kids, let's go.
Here's dinner. If you want it warm, put it in the microwave.
I do not find my enjoyment in the process of cooking.
Oh my gosh, I love cooking. Especially when you get like a nice recipe, Everyone can really cook if you really like take your time and like look at.
Oh, I think I can cook.
Yes.
I don't want to.
But it's so much fun.
Deciding what to eat.
Yeah, like it's so much fun.
What if someone What if someone created a menu and bought all the things so that they were just there? You would cook. You would be like, okay,
no.
I'm having this.
See, the whole process is amazing to me. Like going to the store, shopping for it. Because I'm like, holy fuck, I'm gonna make this meal. I know, like in my head, I'm seeing what it looks like. I'm smelling. I'm like picking up the spices and stuff.
Good.
But I'm like, it's gonna smell so good. I'll
buy my chocolate cake and then say, I'm gonna go into Chipotle on the way home.
No.
I know, but it's so fun.
But when you make it yourself, you can be like, holy shit, I made that, and you eat it, and you're like, this is so good. And then you're like,
10 years I've tried to make him like it. He doesn't like it, but he'll go somewhere to eat.
I love to eat. My biggest problem is
But you
is
like
that
to
I...
eat a home cooked meal, right? Your parents don't cook really. So you
I kind of get it. So I mind that you're an only child, and that makes so much more sense now.
Right.
Did you have, like, a cook for you?
No, but when I win the lottery, that is the first thing
I'm
buying.
Yeah.
Is
someone to cook for you?
I'm going to buy a cook for me.
Yeah. I mean, why not?
You're going to employ a cook.
That's
whatever you want to call it. I will own that person in their brain. So, whatever you want to call it, sure. Yeah, Noah, I will make sure that their lives are beyond incredible.
Mm-hmm.
But they can never ask me what I want to eat.
Yeah. But the good thing is you're not picky either.
Nope, I will give them six things to be like, just avoid these six things.
What are those six things?
Ranch, pickles, yellow mustard, cottage cheese...
That might be it.
That might really kind of be it.
I like
excessive amounts
of
bread.
Huh?
Excessive amounts.
Well, I
of
don't
bread.
Need the bread during the meal because the point is to get to what's inside of it. Like, that just seems like filler for...
So, like, you don't like hamburgers?
Well, but I'd rather eat the hamburger and not the bun. I'd rather just take the hamburger off the bun and put the lettuce and everything on top of the patty, but that bun gets in the way. Nah, I'm good. But yet, I will eat the shit out of some toast, like some wheat toast with butter,
that's true,
though.
You do like
I love a good PB&J, but that's about it.
With honey?
I do love honey.
I learned this new about like 10 years. We still learning things. He's like, I go through a lot of honey, but I didn't know that you went through that much honey.
I go through a honey bear a month, if not more.
That's a lot.
That's a lot of honey.
I put honey on a lot of shit.
I know, I feel you.
What do you put honey on?
Well, I feel like that's like when I say I put it on everything. So I guess we would have to figure out what it's weird on.
Yeah. So. What do you put it on? It's just like name a couple things. I'll tell you what's weird on.
Do you put on fried chicken?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I mix that in with my hot sauce though.
Okay. All right. Like a.
Okay. And then like I'll put it and then I'll put it on my Asian food because I love like honey walnut chicken. So okay. Why wouldn't I put?
But a honey mustard's not okay, right?
Well, you but like I don't mustard. Really like mustard.
Yeah. I know. I'm checking out the scenario.
What? I put it in my pasta?
In your pasta? With what? Like, butter?
I'm sure.
I'm freaking out. Okay. I'm really big on textures, like, with food.
Mm.
Like, I'm not picky, like taste-wise. Like,
well, give me things. A texture, you know.
I don't like applesauce. The okay. texture of applesauce okay. is disgusting. I don't like mushy fruits.
So maybe you don't like mushy things.
Yeah.
Because I don't like dried fruits.
Wait. Who has had those cotton candy grapes?
So good.
I don't like that because when I look at the grape, I know it's cotton candy. But when I put it in my mouth, I'm expecting to have a grape taste.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, it's going to be a grape, but it's cotton candy, and I don't want it to be sweet.
Do you like sparkling water?
Like a LaCroix?
Flavored, yes, not LaCroix. That has no flavor in it whatsoever.
Do you want to know why?
Do you want to know why? Do you want to know?
Mind blowing. Fact.
So.
They don't that, really put fruit in them.
Well, they don't. The water is the same in all of them. And I know that's just like,
mm-hmm.
duh. But they flavor the carbonation. And so those bubbles are the ones that have the flavor in them. And so whenever it deflates.
Ew.
Right.
Lemon
farts.
Whenever it no longer has
literally.
carbonation in it, that is why it doesn't necessarily
it's
have
just
the same
water.
Flavor. No mo.
Well, I don't drink LaCroix anyways.
I don't drink LaCroix, but I think you Sprouts Orange because that shit's so good.
Ugh.
I like Clear American from Walmart. 98 cents a can or something like that. 98 cents like a bottle. And I'm like, yes.
I don't want any of that.
If
I'm drinking water, it's because I'm just going to drink water.
Okay, well, I do drink lots of water.
Yeah.
I love water.
Yeah, but I also love the burning sensation of fizz going down my throat.
Okay, but see, if I want that, I'm going to get soda then.
Fizz.
I like fizz, but when I want the fizz...
To him, he's the nasty.
I might get Dr. Pepper.
Oh.
If I want fizz.
That's good. Good choice.
Yeah.
So, we are already almost to the end of our hour.
Oh my goodness.
It happens very quickly. So now we get to go into the actual sort of questions section.
Good.
Do you feel as if we have learned about you, Derek? Do you think you've said everything you'd like to say?
No.
No.
What would you like to say that we haven't heard?
I love cats. I have a cat. Her name is Bagheera. Let me show you a picture of her.
Oh, yes. We're going to put her. She's going to be on the...
She's
what's
so cute.
Kitty?
She's just like me. She is a
whenever we post
a
this
looker.
Photo... of you tomorrow, uh-huh. will you post that photo of your kitty cat in the message, in the comments?
Oh, for sure, yes.
Yeah.
For
so
sure.
Our listeners know who Bagheera is.
Yeah, her name is Bagheera Jane.
Mm-hmm.
She's my little, I call her Bags or Baggy.
Who's taking care of Bagheera at home?
So I have been blessed. Well, I've been blessed my entire life. Thank you, Jesus. I've been blessed with like having multiple families. So I have my actual birth given family. Love them dearly. And then I have Callie's family, the Rodinas. Then I have my old roommates' family, which are like the Gonzalez's, and then I have my family in Virginia, which are the Kozians. I've known them since I was in seventh grade as well. They lived in Olathe, but then they just moved back to the East Coast because their parents are from the East Coast. And so after their family helped me go through school and pay for school and stuff. And then their mom, she was like, hey, if you want to like move here after like college, just to like have some place like somewhere new.
Yeah.
Like, we have an extra room, it's yours if you want it. And I was like, why the freak not? And so
right.
I went there and packed all my things from Nebraska and just trekked across the country.
Yes.
And that's really how I ended up in Virginia. And then
cool.
my cat's there with Eileen,
yes.
taking care of her.
I love that you have multiple families.
Yeah, I love it. I after coming out, I really made it a big thing to have like a big support group of
mm-hmm.
people that I
mm-hmm.
love. Because I don't have time for negativity in my life and I don't have time to... I'm an empath, so like once like if I pick up on energies very like fast, and once
mm-hmm.
if I'm by someone who's like constantly negative, I'm like holy crap, like I can feel my
mm-hmm.
energy like dwindling,
yes.
and I'm like please no, like
come back
please. And
was,
so
was yesterday National Bisexual Awareness Day?
It was.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I saw a lot of people show their awareness yesterday, so
yeah.
I appreciated
mm-hmm.
that. You know,
yeah.
not demanded, but
mm-hmm.
always appreciate transparency.
Yeah.
Well, what is your definition of real magic?
My job.
Real magic. Real magic is...
It's like my kind of underpants.
Right? Real magic is, I believe, what we're doing in Jesus Christ Superstar.
How so?
Kind of like how you mentioned earlier about, like, everyone, like, anticipates that clap. Like, if you can go, if you can create something, or if you can do something and, like, bring people together, like, in that less than 2 hours, in that 2 hours, no one else is thinking about what's happening right now. No one's thinking about politics. No one's thinking about, oh my gosh, I gotta, I don't know, maybe not. If you're doing a great job, people, they should be thinking, like, I have, like, homework to do, or I have to go home and I have to work tomorrow. Like, you're in that moment for those 2 hours. And I feel like if you can accomplish that, even to one, like, one person in the audience, too, that's making magic kind of thing.
I do love that. I love that, in particular with this show, which I will second, that people are able to sort of escape a lot of things because this experience inside of that room is so...
Yeah.
Thought-provoking in the right way, that I feel like a lot of the great conversations I have actually heard are after the people have left, and it really started to sort of sink in.
Like, so yeah, they black out for a second, they're like, in this moment, tunnel vision of watching the show, and then like afterwards, they're taking it.
My friend Sarah couldn't talk Sunday night for about 20
for
or 30
while,
minutes,
yeah.
And she is a talker.
Yeah.
Yes.
Which I love, you know, so it's, definitely took that as, you know, her, in her reflection of just being like, yay Jesus, you know, and all that stuff, but the humanity.
It's kind of how it is in the dressing rooms too, like, when we're getting ready, like, before the show, like, we had, like, snacks, and people were, like, listening to music, we're, like, talking, like, laughing, and then, like, intermission comes, and there's still a little bit of talking, and there's still, like, a little bit of that, like, at the end of the show, it was, like, complete silence, we're just getting undressed, and, like, no one's, like, sad, or, like, we're just, like...
Well, you've
it
laid
all in.
It all out there, too.
Yeah, and we're just, like, taking it on. And, like, sometimes whenever Callie and I drive back home, we'll sit, like, when we were driving, we'll, like, sit in the car for a good 30 minutes, just, like, not doing anything, like, not talking to each other, just just sitting in silence.
Just reflecting on it
just,
all.
And
I learned a lot in this show and through this process. I think a lot of us have taken some time to the side and really just thought.
And that's magic, I believe. And I'm, like, holy fuck. And I'm so excited. I'm so... grateful for this
experience.
We
get to go back into the
magic
tomorrow.
I'm like, who needs Disney World?
Everybody.
27 days till I go to Disney World.
That's true.
I've actually never been to Disney World.
This
will be my 19th time in 2019.
It's true. Oh. Yeah. No,
you've been there 19 times this year?
No.
Oh, I was like, holy. I was like,
oh,
wow. Like, you got money.
But I have been to Disneyland this year.
That's nice.
Already. And I'll go to Disney World again in January.
Nice.
Yeah. But all of them are completely different. Like, the first one was in L.A. is because my cousin got married. Mm-hmm. This one in October is because the Perrys have never been, and I'm going with them for the first time. And then in January, it is my husband's birthday, and we're all going to go on a Disney cruise. So that'll be fun.
I also really love Disney. My dream role is Ursula in Little Mermaid.
Yes.
I might have to kill Katie for that role.
Yeah.
Or Justin did ask.
Or just, yeah.
You don't have to shave, whatever. It's
fine. Or I can just go watch and support her because that's what you should do.
I suppose that's all that
guys.
But there's that. I also love, I just love chocolate. Chocolate is like...
The greatest thing on
the
planet.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
The greatest thing.
Yeah. I agree with that.
Question.
Right. Okay. You are a new addition to the crayon box. What color are you and why?
Purple. Purple. A deep purple. Like a deep purple.
Like an Ursula purple, if you will?
Yeah. Yes. Mainly because I'm a queen and purple is always, like, associated with, like, royalty. And that's pretty much it. I also am obsessed with, like, powerful families. So, like, the Kardashians are very powerful people.
Yeah.
The royal family, very powerful people. And I just, like, my car is named Regina after Regina George from Mean Girls.
Nice.
But also after,
evil queen
right?
From Once Upon a Time.
Yes, that too. Also, the Queen Elizabeth, her middle name is Regina. So, like, what else? So, purple. I would be a deep purple crayon.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you are.
Yes.
Have you ever thought about doing drag?
No, because I'm very particular about. Okay, so I sweat really, really hard.
Okay.
Like, if you ever watch a show, I'm like, by like temple scene, I'm like doused in sweat. And I'm like
really
trying
hard
to like. See because of the stress of my eyes, but
see my eyes
seriously,
right.
And freaking, I see these drag queens and like I have friends who are drag queens. My old manager back in Lincoln, he's a drag queen and he's amazing. But I'm like, I see you guys put on makeup for like 3 hours.
Yeah.
I know. And people are like, oh no, you just like spray yourself and like you like setting spray. I'm like, I have used setting spray. I have used literal hairspray. My body will literally be like, and wash it off. Like I'm not getting, like I'm not going to put on makeup 3 hours and have it ruined.
When I was in La Cage, I had to redo my makeup at intermission because she left during that show. And she was barely there when we started.
My senior year in high school, I was donkey in track. And like during intermission, like, my face was like melting. Because I was like, holy crap.
You'd be a great donkey in track.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
What is something that you were told you could never do or do well that you have accomplished or are in the process of accomplishing?
Great question. So my senior year of high school, I was told by this teacher, I'm not gonna name any names because I think she like does things here in KC, but I was told
off the record, you can
off the record, yeah. Well, I don't know her first name, I just know her last name. But she told me, I was working with her because like I was auditioning for KMEA, and I was only auditioning because I wanted to let her inquire. That's literally the only reason why. So I was like, I'm just gonna go, I'm just gonna like blow the audition. Because I'm like, they don't know who I am, I don't know who they are, and I just want this letter for quiet. There's the tea, ladies and gentlemen. And so she told me, right. And so she tells me, she goes, don't sing in your falsetto because it's not good, and don't use your vibrato because you don't have a good one either. And so I held on to that for like the longest time. And my dream in my life is to be a countertenor. Like, I just want to be a countertenor so bad because I just love singing very high because I love Whitney Houston. And she has inspired me musically my entire life. And so it wasn't until like junior year-ish when I was working with like a personal coach. And she was just like, I'm not putting you in a box. If you want to sing what you want to sing, you can sing anything. And she's like, Derek, you are talented.
That's a good vocal teacher.
Yeah. And she's like, you are talented. Like, I know you might have some people in your head, like voices that like have told you things. But she's like, when you come into this room, into my studio, those voices don't matter, you know? And so, like, it's really, she really helped me, like, come out and, like, find my voice. And
Are you willing to say her name?
My teacher?
Yeah.
Yes, Amy Guevara.
Cool.
In Lincoln.
She was
amazing.
Thank you, Amy, for inspiring me.
Thank you, Amy, so freaking much. Yep. I love her. And she was just like, fucking go for it. And she was like, do it. And she's like, you want to sing? She's like, do you want to sing some Ursula? I was like, heck yeah. And she's like, let's do it. And so I just loved how she did that. And then I was like, hey, I really want to sing a countertenor aria for my jury. Can you help me? She's like, fuck yes, let's do this. And so I learned a countertenor aria and I was like, holy crap. And I sang it and like all the voice teachers were like, wow. And I was like, I know.
You're like,
thank you.
Letter.
So, right? And so that's one thing that someone told me that I couldn't do that I did.
Cool. So, yeah. Thank you for sharing that.
No problem.
Yeah. All right, let's see here. What problem or situation did TV or movies make you think would be a much bigger deal in real life?
This is, like, very generic, but, like, having sex.
What about it?
Because, like, I guess, like, growing up Mormon, they're always, like, taught, like, law of chastity. So it's, like, you do not have sex until you're married. And this boy, like, outed me one time because I said, like, I had laid next to my girlfriend under the same blankets, and he like told the bishop in front of like the entire priest corps, all these boys, and like the bishop's like, Derek, do we need to have like a law of chastity teaching? And I was like, oh my fuck. Yeah, so
you're
sex.
Like, no, because I want to lay next to him.
Right. No, and so like gay sex, like really, so like the first time, like I was like, holy crap, this is like, I obviously like, you know what like it is, but just like sex, and it did not hurt as bad as people said it was going to hurt. And I was like, oh okay, that's it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
I love that honesty.
Yeah.
That
so
is probably one of the more honest responses about that.
It was just like weird. It was just a weird, and I was like, that's not at all what TV, and like, I got the only other sexual, like gay sex and ever like really like talk like saw was like Queer as Folk on Netflix.
Sure.
And I binge watched
Showtime.
Yeah, I did. I binge watched the fuck out of that like freshman year of college.
Every episode of that show. And Queer as Folk is the reason, truthfully, why Courtney and I are friends.
Bless.
Because of that show.
I love that show. Like, holy crap.
It is odd to, I don't know when the last time you watched it is, but if you really watch like the last two seasons of that, I remember watching it the first time and being like, whenever I saw it live, and being like, this is really topical and crazy and mm-hmm. weird. You know, we're like in the Bush era and all.
Yeah.
And then met my husband, and he had never seen it, so I started showing him it. And then I was like, this show is so damn dated. Like, we don't have those problems anymore. Bitch, I watched that like a year ago, and I was like, no, we're back.
We are
still on Liberty Avenue right now dealing
watching,
with
yeah, watching it. That, I was like, holy crap. I'm like, even as like a young man, mm-hmm. I was like 18, 19 years old watching it. And that's what happened. I really was like, oh, okay, so, okay. Like, that's what gay sex is. And then, like, doing it, I was like, what the fuck? Mm-hmm. This is not what gay sex is. But, like, now it's...
The lighting is nowhere near as excellent.
Yeah, nowhere near as excellent. It's not as, like, hot as, like, they say it is. Like,
no, especially, sex is not hot.
Sex is messy.
It's yes, messy. And I'm like, and I... I have a thing about, like I said, I have love in my hands. Mm-hmm. I hate my hands being dirty, so like I don't really shake hands too often. Like if you see me meet someone, I'm like, oh hello, and I close my hands because I'm like, you're not reaching
me. Like, we don't shake hands.
I don't shake hands because I hate germs. But I also like I just even though it's like talking about people's hands, like freaks me out.
Okay.
One of my favorite quotes ever though is from Queer as Folk. So yeah.
Emmett is my favorite character.
Who is Emmett?
Emmett. Yes. Especially the. Ooh, I can't even think about it. The time when who was his name? Ben, not Ben.
Ben's
no, yeah, it wasn't Ben. It was a guy who was, like, the finance guy.
Ted.
Whenever, like, the guy, like, left him there to, like...
To die. Almost
die, basically.
And you know that is season 1, yes. episode 3.
Right?
Like, they give us
that. Right, they're like, boom, and I was like...
In the original show, the British show, Ted does die. They don't let him live. They kill him, and they use that moment. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. But it was like Emmett, like... Totally, I told that guy off in the club, and I was like, mm-hmm. That sounds like Emmett. I think.
And then he ends up helping him at the end.
And I'm like, you know what? I think I really love you, Emmett. Mm-hmm. His whole story, his whole.
But Emmett went into his own conversion therapy for a while too.
And Emmett was my favorite character because he was like out of everyone else, he was just mm-hmm. the best.
Because he became straight because he of his HIV testing.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, because he was so scared. Anyway, watch Queer as Folk.
Yeah. Great show.
So. Mm-hmm. Last sort of question from me, then she'll ask one, and then I'll ask my final one.
Okay.
Cool beans?
Yes.
All right. So what is a piece of advice you would give yourself today? Not yourself in the past, but today you look in the mirror and you give yourself a piece of advice or a comment. What would that be?
Oh, gosh. These are thinkers. I wish you would have, like, emailed these people.
Nope.
Like,
because then you get disingenuous answers.
True.
Or you could listen to the show.
True. laugh a little bit more. Because sometimes I'm just like too in my head, and I'm like, I'll just catch myself like thinking too hard, and so I just need to laugh a little bit more.
Well, don't forget to laugh more, Dan.
I will not.
Alright, final question, Miss Courtney.
Yeah, okay, you are invisible for 24 hours.
Oh, fuck yeah.
What do you do with your time?
And you can teleport.
Scare people. Oh, I can teleport? Scare people?
Yeah, if you're like...
Yeah, scare people. Yes. I love scaring people.
I love that answer.
Like, it literally brings me pure joy.
I love that answer.
Yeah. Like, scare people. I would literally fuck so hard people, especially my mom.
Yeah.
Because she believes, she's very, like, into, like, Bigfoot and, like, all these, like... fantasy like stuff, like she would believe if I was like playing through hair or something.
Yeah.
Boom.
I would
scare people. So Halloween must kind of be your holiday season. You're like,
no,
it's too predictable.
No, yeah. Well, that's not too like predictable. Like I love Halloween. Like, I just love like the feeling and like the vibes of Halloween. I just love scaring people and I love horror movies. I too love being scared. Like I love like if someone gets me, I'm like, oh yes, do it again. Like, get
well,
me again.
Nothing charges your body up like that.
Yeah.
You know?
And then you're like, ooh! Yes. And it's like rare whenever someone really does scare me, because like I'm not always like alert, but I'm always very aware of my surroundings, which everyone should always be aware of those surroundings.
I've got 35,000 square feet of a building to scare you in, so get ready through October 12th. So final question. I sort of already asked you if there's anything that you didn't get a chance to say. Uh-huh. So my last question is, who would you like to hear from on the couch? Who should we have on that you think you would listen to the show and want to learn about?
I already know Callie, so like at the back of my hand, so not her.
We are trying to get Callie on, though. Yeah. It is a scheduling thing, but we are trying to get Callie on.
I want to know more about Rachel.
Adcock?
Yes.
She is someone who I want on this couch.
so cute, and she's so freaking nice, so sweet, and homegirl can sing. Mm-hmm. And I'm always like,
she learned that show in 6 days.
Yeah, the hell she did.
Well, she actually learned it in 1.5, but she had 6 days until previews.
Yeah, and I was like, girl, freaking killing. This is her first professional thing too. Like, this is my first professional thing too as well. And I was like, oh my gosh, girl, freaking killing.
She's amazing. Rachel, I love her. About 10 years now, and I've done a lot of work with her, and every project I work on, I try to get her involved in. Mm-hmm. But last October or whatever, whenever we held these auditions, Rachel did not know she was going to be living in Kansas City at that time, and I think one of her goals is to still maybe move to LA in the next year or so. But I'll let her tell that story. I love Rachel Adcock. Yes. She is, and you think she's nice, she also is a sassy broad. Like, if you can give some of her side... I can tell.
Look at her eyes, of course.
Of her side jabs are real good.
I bet.
She's a professional.
Freaking bet.
Well, yeah, Derek, I mean, thanks for this time
today. Hey, thanks for having me on this show.
Yeah. Again, we are running Jesus Christ Superstar through October 12th. We start our shows back up this week and run the 26th, 27th, 28th, 29th, and 30th of this week. And then we pick up back in October on the 3rd, 4th, 5th, and 6th. And then 3rd, 4th, and 5th, and then the 10th, 11th, and 12th.
Yep.
So make sure to get those tickets again at www.theartsasylum.org/JCSKC.
Yes.
Yeah, well, next week on the couch, we will have maybe Callie or Rachel.
Or Rachel.
Yay.
We are running in the most beautiful way. We've tried to have a person on from the show every week, and it has been a fun game of this sort of stretch.
I think those are our only two left.
Right? I think so, too. Yeah.
Rachel and Callie, so we got to get one or the other of them.
And then Nick Utoff will be the week after the show closes, but 5 days before he gets married. So
yes, that's so exciting. Are you guys going to the wedding?
We are. We are both at the wedding.
Yeah. I'll be there.
You'll be there.
I just put on my dress last night.
I hear Tori is also having a wedding soon, too.
I will not be
November.
I hear that we might get a rain of invitations where she said she's going to bring in and give everyone.
That's fun. We get two. We've had so many birthdays during the show, and we have two weddings.
Yeah. We've had like 3 or 4 birthdays during the show, right?
Yeah, well, yours was yesterday.
Katie's was the 12th.
Katie's, yours.
I was the 10th.
And then we have Jessica, Chi, both coming up in October.
We hadn't started rehearsals when you were here yet, though, right? When your birthday hit.
No, the team was here, but not the cast wasn't.
Anyway.
Yet. Yeah.
Ta-da! Tune in next week to Couch Chats, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
And we will see you there.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And that was this week's episode of Couch Chats. Thanks so much for listening. Couch Chats is available locally on KOJH 104.7 and also on iTunes. Remember, that's Couch with a K. The thoughts and opinions expressed in this episode are solely those of Couch Chats, not the Arts Asylum, KOJH, or Mutual Musicians Foundation. Thanks again for listening, and please remember to rate, review, and subscribe, as well as follow us on Instagram. Tune in next week to see who we have on the couch.